There are different types of individuals on this earth. Proverbs 14 and verse 12 tells us, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Notice that to this individual it seemed to be that he was religious, serving God, and doing the right thing. But it's the way of death. It seemed right to the man, but it was the way of death. Proverbs 14, verse 12. Our Lord Jesus re-echoed these words in other words that are found in Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Notice that Jesus said, some people will claim to serve the Lord faithfully and loyally. They will claim to be his loyal, faithful servant. But notice what is said in Matthew 7, 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter, but he that doeth the will of my Father. You see, these individuals that said they knew the Lord so well were not following the will of his heavenly Father. How can we avoid that way of life? How can we avoid the idea of thinking we're doing right, but we're really not, or claiming to do right, and we're really not? I believe the answer is found in Jesus' prayer for his disciples in John 17, verse 17. Sanctify them, he said to the Father, through thy truth, thy word is truth. Notice that what Jesus said was, we're set apart to a holy use. That's what that word sanctify means. We're set apart by the truth. Thy word is truth. When we go back to the word of God and compare what we think that we're doing is right, and we claim to do is okay, and we really sift it out through the word of God, we'll find the right thing that the Lord wants us to practice and do. Many have, in their search, come away from denominationalism, the various man-made bodies, though they may be sincere, though they may be devoted, though they may think they're doing right. They're not following the will of God by the names they wear. They're not following the will of God by the organization of the church, the officers of the church, and the like. They're not following the word of God in regard to the initial plan of salvation. Nor are they following the word of God in regard to the cooperation of the church with other congregations doing the great work of the Lord in the world. These individuals that think they're doing right, but yet the word of God did not support those thoughts, and the claims to know the Lord were not substantiated when the examination of God's word occurred. Many therefore have left former fellowships and belief systems in order to be just New Testament Christians. May we be of help to you. I trust that this website will be of assistance to your further study of God's Word and becoming just a New Testament Christian. As you study God's Word, remember, there are those who thought they were doing right, but the end thereof was the way of death. There were those who claimed that they knew the Lord, but they did not do the Father's will. The truth of the matter is that we need to be set aside by the truth, the Word of God, and thus if we cannot read it for ourselves and substantiate it for ourselves in God's Word, we do not need to accept that way of practice in our lives. Thank you for your time and study. This is Robert Rawson.